Thank you. You just heard Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes by Soccer Mommy, and that's from her new album Color Theory. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm coming to you live today from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Sarah, and this show is called Feeling Sounds, and I'm feeling a lot of sounds today. The reason I just played that song is because I've actually experienced a loss of a loved one very recently, and this song, I've been listening to it like pretty much 100 times a day. It's a song about, I actually don't know Soccer Mommy's real name, but she lost her mother to, I mean, based on the lyrics, it sounds like hepatitis or something horrible like that. But it's just a beautiful, beautiful song, and like, it's 7 minutes long, and I love all 7 minutes. And it's one of those songs where, I mean, I don't know if this happens to you guys, but for me, I will listen to a song and then there's like one word or like one tiny little sound that I just become really obsessed with. In this one, it's when she says the word clementines. The line is like, in her eyes, like clementines, I know that she's fading or something along those lines. And it's just, it's very beautiful. So yeah, that's a really good song. Today I have a pretty chill schedule, I guess, for the show. I don't have a guest or anything, so I've decided to do this episode in the dark. So it's going to be some really calm vibes. Yeah. This next song is called Blue Eyes by Strudes Monroe. This is actually, Strudes Monroe is one of the exec members of CITR, and he makes really cool music, and this is my favorite of his songs that are out right now. So this is Blue Eyes by Strudes Monroe.
Honey, you got blue eyes. Thank you. take my hand.
That was, oh goodness. Oh, that was Talk by Henry Hall. And before that, you heard Blue Eyes by Strudes Monroe. And we're going to hear a really quick promo for a CITR show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Yeah, please voice
That's
this one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f***
dip***. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you a**hole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
You know, if you decide to volunteer at CITR, I will probably be the one, well, not probably, I may be the one training you on the programming rules. So that's really exciting, and I think you guys should do it. So we're back with Feeling Sounds. And I was just thinking about, I had this dream last night. I have really strange and vivid dreams. And I had this dream last night where I overslept, and then I missed my radio show, and it was terrible. But I'm glad that that didn't actually happen because I like doing my radio show and I would feel really terrible if I missed it. Okay, next song is called Dove by Maddie Smith. She wrote it, I'm fairly certain, but there's also credited Timothy Royale and Edwin Smith. I'm assuming they are playing on it with her. But yeah, so I went to a So Far Sounds show a few weeks ago and it was pretty cool and this woman named Maddie Smith played. She had a real, like, Joni Mitchell vibe. She played this one song that, like, made me super emotional, but unfortunately it's not available online as a recording at this time. But I asked her about it, and she said that she plans to record it eventually. But this song is also very nice. So, it's called Dove, and it's by Maddie Smith, and here it is.
My man, he's got fiery fists clenched around what he claims is the last class of it. He's angry. Well, I don't blame him to be. I know he's got a bitterness on his lips. I taste it every now and then. When we kiss, he's dwelling over this. Well, I wanna see him forgive. You're strong like an ox, gentle like a dove, and I'm only here trying to save you with my love. You're strong like an ox, gentle like a dove, and I'm here hoping that I can be enough. Let me be enough. Let me be enough. My man, He's got fiery fits. He swears to me today's the day that he quits. He's angry, but I know it's not at me. Because I still soak in his other side. Who he used to be before the lightning did strike. He puts up a fight, but my man is kind. Oh, he's strong like an ox, gentle like a dove, and I'm only here trying to save you with my love. You're strong like an ox, gentle like a dove, and I'm here hoping that I can be enough. Let me, let me, let me 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 be enough. Oh, you're strong like an ox, gentle like a dove, and I'm only here trying to save you with my love. Strong like an ox, gentle like a dove, and I'm here hoping that I can be enough. Let me, let me, let me 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 be enough.
Thank you.
That was Phoebe Bridgers doing a beautiful cover of the, oh goodness, what is their name? I'm blanking on the name, but you know that song. It's very famous. Friday I'm in Love. Oh, The Cure. That's what it is. I was going to kill me. Yeah, and Phoebe Bridgers is like probably my favorite artist. And I hope she's coming out with a new album soon. She just released that single Garden Song, which I played on my show last week. And I would play it again, but I feel like that would be a little bit repetitive. But it's a good song. But I was listening to it the other night, and I realized that I don't really like the harmonies in the chorus. There's like, so Phoebe Bridgers' voice is very soft and like high, but like it's just, it's gentle. And then she has this man's voice doing like a low harmony, and his voice is like gravelly and like deep. And I think that's, it's a really interesting contrast. I feel like it's just, it's too harsh for my ears. But I also think she makes a lot of really interesting artistic decisions, and I truly admire that. Yeah. So recently I've been working on recording some music, and I feel like every time I record new music, I discover new things of like what to do better and like complications as well. So a complication I've been having is that if you plug a guitar, like an acoustic guitar, like that has a pickup directly into the interface, it's not going to come out sounding very good. Like, that's what preamps are for. And it's just, it's so upsetting because I'm like, wow, I can't afford all of that stuff. But we'll get there eventually, right? Yeah. And I think that once you do have the preamp, it can really just, like, change the sound so dramatically. And I think that's super cool. And that was just a random little side note. But okay, so this next song is called Midnight in Montreal by Travis James. So this has a pretty interesting story. So on Sunday, one of my friends went through a breakup. And so we decided to take him to the beach and watch the sunset and just like, you know, get him out of the house, get his mind off of things. And then we're just sitting there on the beach being loud and obnoxious as we are. And then this man with the guitar and then this woman who was his manager just like walk up to us and they're like, we're gonna sing you guys a song, or he's gonna sing us a song, not the manager. And I was like, oh cool, okay, that's awesome. And then he starts singing this song, and the whole time I'm just thinking, because like my friend's sitting next to me thinking about this breakup and stuff, and this song just like beautifully encapsulates a lot of the things he was telling me he was feeling and thinking. So it was just pretty cool. And also, it's a beautiful song. So this is Midnight in Montreal by Travis James.
Oh, I wake up in the morning and you don't say a word. There's an empty bottle of wine and a dusty record spinning. You're wearing my sweater I gave you a month ago. Some say even good love can still grow cold. And you don't know what to say, and I just look the other way. But these words till my dying day say, don't you go, don't you go, don't you go. Don't you go, don't you go, don't you go. Now I'm driving through the open skies, they leave me with questions. And I still have an open mind, but I can't see inside. And I just wanna call you, cause it's lonely on the road. Some say even good love can still let you go. And you don't know
don't you go, don't you go, don't you go, don't you go. I see pictures of the girl that I'll never meet, but I swear if you were here right now, you'd be all that I need. Well, it's midnight in Montreal, and I'm lying on the hotel floor. Yeah, it's midnight in Montreal, and I'm lying on the hotel floor. Some say even good love can still shake your bones. And you don't know what to say, and I just look the other way. But these words till my dying day say, don't you go, 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 don't you go.
To carry me home, and he'll say that's fine, but he's my baby, he won't mind. Allie goes it just like me, but she's on a stride of keeping her shit right in line. Just black licorice, and all the people that I know would rather leave me in the cold. I'm just black licorice, and all the people that I know would rather leave me in the cold. Thank you. just black licorice. And all the people that I know would rather leave me in the fire.
You just heard Black Licorice by Peach Pit, and before that you heard Midnight in Montreal by Travis James. Those were two interesting songs to play right next to each other. I noticed that the production was just extremely different in the two of them. And so recently I experimented with outsourcing the production for my music for the very first time. I'm pretty like precious with my music, so I'm kind of like, I am the only one who can touch it sort of thing, which I think is pretty normal for artists. But I was like, might as well see what it's like to have someone who knows what they're doing more than I do to like mix and master and all that good stuff. And it was really interesting. It was like a friend of a friend kind of situation. And he did some really interesting stuff with it. Ultimately, it wasn't what I was looking for. And I think that really comes back to the me being precious with my music thing. But yeah, I don't know. It was just really, I've never really thought that much about production, because for me, it's like, you know, I'm a folk artist. Well, I guess you guys don't know that, but I know I'm a folk artist. Some of you may know that because I played some of my music on this show before, but I'm a folk artist and my music is very like, it's meant to just be bare bones kind of thing. And so production has never been that important to me, but it can really change the vibe of a song, which is, it's cool. We're going to hear another really quick ad sort of situation.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Scatulia, Talib Sin, Homasque Mustail.
Our planet, home to seven continents. Each more fascinating than the last. Life in abundance. Out of all our planet's wonders, there's one thing you shouldn't miss. Tune in at 11 p.m. Thursdays and listen to the Backburner Show. Who knows what magical things await? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Radio.
That was without a doubt the coolest promo I've ever heard. I wonder if they actually got the guy that like voices Planet Earth, or maybe they're just really good at impersonating him. But even like the music in the background was so beautiful. Now I want to go watch that. Jeez, I'm not going to get any work done today. So I'm going to play another Soccer Mommy song from her new album. Oh, wait, no, that's not what I'm going to play yet. I will play that at some point, but not quite. First, I'm going to play a song by Hoodie Browns. Some of you may remember, if you're loyal listeners of Feeling Sounds, that I had Hoodie Browns on my show, I think, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Yeah, she's a Vancouver artist and she makes really cool music. And she released this song and another song on this like two-track single thing like a few days after I had her on my show, but we also heard a version of this song on my show, but we're going to play the one that's on Spotify now. So you guys should check it out for sure. Yeah, so this is Hoodie Browns with I Almost Texted My Ex, But I Didn't, And I Am Quite Proud.
I literally just want for it not to be this bad, you know? Like, fuck. Bitch.
Almost called you up yesterday, but the stars didn't align, and I'll probably be fine in a couple days. I'm dazed and confused, cause you make me feel like I'm a teen again. Gazing down at my shoes and staring up into your eyes. Roll up a rocket ship. Fly me to the moon in other words. Let me spend some time alone with you. But I'll safely assume that you probably don't wanna do that. Additionally, I'm not so sure if I crave you so much. It's just having somebody on top of me. And potentially, I'm wasting my time, cause you already made up your mind. I don't think about you day and night. But every once in a while, your sight comes to my mind. Accompanied by the thought every time that I can't complete you, but can't make up to you from make out to finish if you let me try. Shall we hit your place or mine? My room is a bit of a mess, but then again, so am I. Your body's a wonderland that I would like to get lost in, but the cost is too high, so I'd rather just wander my mind. I'd just rather wander my mind.
Before we go into that song that you just heard one note of, I just want to introduce it because I mentioned it before when I misread the list in front of me. So you just heard I Almost Texted My Ex, But I Didn't, And I'm Quite Proud by Hoodie Browns. And now you're going to hear another song from Soccer Mommy's new album, Color Theory. I'm playing two from that album just because it's a really good album. So this is Up the Walls by Soccer Mommy.
I hate to be this person who's climbing up the walls. I'm scared the girl you love is hardly ever. Really know me like you did when we were young. All love was I, everything.
track of where I'm going and lose track of how to get going again. I feel myself slowing down, feel myself turning around. Is this taking? Is this taking? When I feel like this, when I get so sick of myself.
Such a good song. I actually discovered that song this morning. It's called Are You 10 Years Ago by Paris, spelled P-V-R-I-S. They're a band that I discovered when I was 15. I went to see Pierce the Veil live. It was the best night of my life. I was really into Pierce the Veil back then. And Paris opened for them, and they were so good. And Lynn's voice is just incredible, and this song is very good. It has like energy, but it's still like emotional, you know. It's pretty good. So I have one more song for you guys today. This song is called Anti-Earth by Walter Mitty and his makeshift orchestra, and it's from their album Well Soon, which is arguably my favorite album of all time. And recently I actually got injured, and I've been pretty sad because I just like haven't been able to do a lot of things while my injury heals. So I've been listening to this album a lot because it's called Well Soon. So I think that's kind of cute. Also, a friend of mine recently told me this song to him feels like rebirth. And kind of what that meant in the context is like we were talking about how when spring came last year, it felt like rebirth because like the sun was out, everyone was like happy and wanted to go outside, and it was just very good. And so this song, yeah, this song is very meaningful to me. I've been listening to it for many, many years, and this is my favorite band. So I think it's a good song to close out the show with today. But yeah, so that's going to be the end. Thank you guys for listening to Feeling Sounds. My name is Sarah, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday. Here is Onto Earth by Walter Mitty and his makeshift orchestra.
As I pour your lungs display, early myth of good older, mellowed out, chatting of those I used to hate. The feeling that we lost will always fade. I present no explanations, can't expect our tired patience to satiate. Therein lies a truth, we can sip when we want. Disciples of the flow, we can float anywhere. If ever there's a drought, I listed the puddles, proven to better coast, the divine out from within. Bam, 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 better. Places to go, patterns to contemplate, people to fornicate, and remember there's a lot of good omens supplying the proof that our life is the best joke ever told. Remember it's a joke, leave it alone, let go and try to be always about it. Remember if there's one good reason for dying, the sweet silver lining, she lives on. Therein lies a coast, we can see through the fog, and islands in our thoughts can be heaven on earth. I swear to God, if I haven't wandered all over, then I haven't done something that's worth telling it on. Been through, what could I even say? Our anti-earth will